And with that being said, let's hop right back in. This is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.
And so let's just assume that there's 5 to 10 groups trying to build this product that you're building. What is it that uniquely equips your team to win, right? What is it about your team that's going to enable you to not just beat the competitors that you see, but also to beat the ones that you don't see, right? And that speaks in my mind to product founder fit. Are you the right team to solve this problem, right? You know, one company that we're looking at right now, you know, built, the CEO built and exited the first CRM, mobile CRM product in his industry. And now he's building a retention product for those same customers. And so, you know, in the same industry. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that means you already have those relationships. You already know how the industry works in and inside and out. You're the right person. You have a case to make that you're the right person to solve this problem over everyone else that's out there. Like, that is something that you kind of have to have an answer to, in my mind. And I think as an investor, you want to unpack that and explore that. And as a founder, you really want to be able to answer that question as well. I think beyond that, it's really the way I break down investments is really in the team and market, right? If it's the right team for this market and the market's really attractive, great. You know, you have a product, figured out some product market fit. My assumption is at that stage, you're going to have to tweak it. You know, you can call it a pivot or whatever you want to call it, but you're going to have to make some changes. And I just want to make sure that I'm investing in a team that can adapt to market changes, that can adapt to new learnings from customers as they go.
Great advice for not only our entrepreneurs, but the investors out there. So thank you for that. Well, Shane, I think the last thing I would just ask you about is, so you're actively looking at deals on a regular basis. Is there anything that you see that is a trend or is on the cutting edge or an industry or a product segment that you think is, hey, this is what's going to be hot in the next 6 to 12 months that you're looking at?
I'm looking at a lot of segments. Fortunately at CrowdSmart, I have the luxury of being a generalist because, you know, I run investments for this platform. And what we do is we actually, every startup that we are looking at, we actually wrap a team of 30 experts around that startup, and they engage back and forth interactively on the platform. And then at the end of that process, we have an AI engine that evaluates the evaluators while they're evaluating each other and the startup, right? So if you really, Michael really likes Shane's comment, about, this company that we're looking at, then, we'll rate each other's feedback, and then the AI engine will evaluate that and come up with, so far, the results of the investment engine is, highly correlated with startup success. And that's at the early stages, so we're just talking about kind of follow-on capital and early success metrics, but it's looking really attractive. And so, because of that, because we have this community, this rapidly growing community of 1,400 experts on the platform, we actually have the luxury of being able to say, hey, you know what, let's go to our community, let's put the right team on the startup to evaluate it. And if we don't have enough expertise in the community, we'll go out and find it, right? So we can be true generalists from that point of view. Now, having said that, nonetheless, we're looking in specific spaces for those opportunities, And so one area that I really like is, the expansion of the internet, right? I think, when we live in Los Angeles or, Ann Arbor, or, in these areas of the world, you don't realize that, less than half of the world globally is connected to the internet right now, right? And so that is a big deal. That means that there will be 4 billion people joining the internet in the coming years and decades, costs, right? So how do we lay the groundwork and the infrastructure for getting internet connectivity out to those individuals? And, one, and then two, how do we build a very lean application layer that'll run over the top of that infrastructure in a low latency way so that you can deliver services to folks who are just now getting their first internet connection? Well, now all of a sudden they can get their first bank account. And now all of a sudden maybe it'll be denominated in, maybe some of those services will be, underwritten by the blockchain, right? So I think those are two kind of underlying, overlapping areas, is kind of internet connectivity and then, blockchain, technologies. And so so I think that's one big area. One investment that I made in this space is Phase 4, which is a plasma propulsion system for small satellites. It actually works for large satellites too, but it's, it's the size of a coffee cup. And it can, propel satellites that are, CubeSats, NanoSats, and all these other sizes. And that is really attractive because it means that, at an order of magnitude cheaper than a traditional engine, you can position these satellites into a constellation for much, much more, much, much less money than you could in the past, right? And so if you have a constellation of CubeSats or small sats, then all of a sudden you have the potential to beam internet down into remote regions, in a reliable way, from space effectively. So that's one area that's really exciting. Cool. Another area there are a couple other areas that I think are really attractive. We'll leave that maybe for the next conversation, Michael.
Absolutely. I definitely think there'll be some more. Shane, I want to thank you for coming on. I've enjoyed all of our conversations leading up to this and getting to know you, and now getting to be able to share a little more about yourself and your story with our audience has been truly an amazing opportunity. So I want to thank you for that, Shane.
Well, honestly, Michael, I really appreciate the opportunity to participate. And I really commend you for getting this out there, because it's a heavy lift to put these kind of programs together. And so, this is, in my mind, this is kind of the glue that holds entrepreneurial ecosystems together. So thank you for kind of providing that glue and getting this information out there and making this world a little bit more transparent.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it so much in those kind words. And once again, we were joined today by Shane Kelly. He is the founder and managing partner of Wolverine Angels. He also is the head of investment for CrowdSmart. I want to thank him for being on the podcast. And once again, my name is Michael Melfi. You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. Until the next episode, stay investable.